Hello, friend.
Welcome back to the podcast.
It's been so long.
Work.
Yeah, we gotta work.
Work is always getting in the way. Well, we had to go to Houston for a convention party. Gathering. So our viewers will know where we were. We talked about going and, you know.
Yeah.
Our audience will want to know where we were.
Good times. I know. We were at the Elegant Embassy Suites near the Galleria with... It was elegant. There were swans in the pond in the lobby. So I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I'm surprised Peter didn't get called.
I know. You and Daddy wanted to let him free. Set him free.
It was cruel and unusual.
I think they had a pretty cushy life. They have to worry about getting eaten by bobcats or coyotes.
Do coyotes eat swans? Where do swans live?
In the pond? I don't know.
We don't have any swans in Texas.
Probably do, but just not like ducks and geese. I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, we have a lot of shows to catch up on because it's like, well, just 2 weeks of two episodes. I mean, of two shows. Because we talked about...
And I think... Most of them are on the boring path. Like, it takes 2 weeks to have the excitement of one podcast.
Well, let's talk about Summer House.
Well, Summer House is a little different. That's the best one.
Yeah. So Kyle cheated again.
I don't know if you call that cheating.
What did he do?
He kissed a girl at a bar. Or someone saw him kissing a girl at a bar. And how come Lindsay's always the one that knows?
Because she's the most interesting.
Yeah, I think she's the most, I don't know, shit stir. But anyway, yeah, he was caught with another girl recently. Poor, what's her name?
Amanda.
She doesn't know it's coming.
Yeah, she has really big boobs for her little body.
And she never wears a freaking bra. She's already sagging down to her waist. And she hadn't even had a kid yet. I mean, I'm telling you. She's going to have to get some uplifted surgery soon.
Well, what else happened? I thought it was very boring. More drama with...
Well, last week they had the birthday party, Christmas party, right? Or that was like the end of that episode.
I think that was the end. They did the cars.
No, that was this week.
Oh. Well, all I know is I don't have any notes because I guess I didn't think anything was exciting.
No, except... Was that the episode where Danielle took the Australian in her bed and like all night long? They're like, I mean, it's like, it's really pornography actually.
Yeah. They don't, it's worse than like Real World.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, I don't know. How could she do that on TV? I mean, that's how she's staying relevant. I don't know.
I guess she's very irrelevant to me.
That made me very uncomfortable. And then, wasn't that the one Kyle is using the bathroom? It's probably very insignificant, but I think it means a lot. Kyle is using the bathroom with his Christmas tree costume on. And Jordan walks in and looks around and over his shoulder and watches him peeing.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
And then Kyle's like, what the?
Yeah, that was very weird.
So yeah, I wrote that down. That's probably
they're all saying he's a virgin.
Yeah, I think there's something else going on. I don't know, but
he's questioning.
I think he acts like he's a teenager. Like a young teenager. Like he's 13. Like, hey, I made out with 4 girls last night.
And they've never shown him making out with anybody. If that's the editing, it's funny. Like, if they actually did and they were like, let's just not show it ever, so it seems like he's not.
Well, he did make out with Danielle, and they did show that.
Oh, true.
But, yeah, wherever else he's finding girls, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and Paige has the guy that's going to come on the date, and then he doesn't come, so then her and Carl have to have another heart-to-heart.
Yeah, now she's thinking Carl don't look so bad. How desperate. I've lost a lot of respect from her now. She gets stood up one time, and now she's desperate.
I think it's part of the storyline.
I hope.
They're like, okay, let's go back to Carl.
Yeah, because it won't be interesting. We got to keep a show here.
Yeah. Enough about your date.
True. Well, let's see. This week, okay, let's talk about the cars. I mean,
that's a pretty cool present.
I don't know. Just to get to drive the car? I mean, I guess it's a cool thing for reality TV. I don't know.
Boys like cars.
Yeah, I guess Daddy would have been really excited if I'd have done that for him ever.
Well, you can do it for him next birthday.
I did buy him a ticket to go to the Texas Motor Speedway and race.
I remember that.
You remember that? And he got to race car around the track. So, been there, done that.
So you're just as great as Amanda.
I know, and I even have to hold my boobs when I run, just like her. Did you see that?
No.
She had on that little black tank top when the cars got there, and she ran to meet him and was holding her boobs. Girl, you need to get a bra. I did write one question. Where does Carl get the money to go out? I mean, they obviously went to that nice restaurant. They're all dressed. He has on a white suit. Well, I guess, but, you know, I don't know.
You think Amanda really bought those cars for rent?
Well, she rented them. Oh, well.
No. I think it's part of the show.
How much money, I don't know how much Vanderpump. I don't know how much Bravo actually pays for their activities.
Well, if they want a good show, what if they're like, we can't afford to go to a restaurant, so we'll just stay at home?
Well, they might
They'll be like, that's boring.
Yeah, we'll get other people who have money who want to be on this show. I don't know. But, yeah, so that's Summer House. What's her name? Hannah broke her finger or whatever, went to the ER.
That was 3 episodes ago, I think.
No, it was 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. It was 2 weeks because that was the beginning of this week where they showed that had happened. I'm just trying to remember other things that might have come
up. Well, let's just move on because this is like pulling teeth.
Yeah, it was boring. How about Vanderpump?
Let's talk about Vanderpump.
Okay.
I don't remember anything from this week or last week.
Okay, well, let me just go over my notes. Last week. Brittany, wedding dresses.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
She tried on some beautiful dresses.
Yeah, and she asked Katie to be her matron of honor.
I know. Thought Kristen was going to.
That's sad. I felt bad for her.
She's always
the third one.
Yes, she's the runt.
And she knows it. She's
always the queen.
Yeah.
And then Sheena can't even get in.
No.
Sheena's on the back tit. Where?
Yeah.
Whose quote is that?
Tinsley's. Never have I ever heard that in my life.
See, we can use it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like her dresses.
I know. I wonder which one she picks. When she was on Heather McDonald's podcast, Heather's like, okay, this is my thing. I predict
no, wedding she's not going to get that dress.
She wouldn't she predicted
a halter top. Yeah. It's 2019. That's not in style.
But she is from Kentucky.
No.
I can see her mama wearing that with her white lipstick.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I did like her dresses. And then the whole asking to be the bridesmaids with what? The rose.
Yeah, what was that?
Beauty and the Beast. Her wedding is Beauty and the Beast theme.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
And so everybody got one but Lala?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I don't know. And then Lala gives her the
jet.
Jet? Yeah.
The PJ.
Yeah.
She said, I feel terrible. Oh, my God. I mean, what's yeah. one more person? Lala.
Yeah, for real.
She's in the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's see. Next
note. I feel bad for Lala. Just in general.
I don't know.
Her dad died. She's obviously desperate for attention.
Well, yeah.
I feel bad for her.
Okay. Well, you're a nice person. I don't.
Thank you.
I have next note, James. Just stop. I don't know if I mean stop with the storyline about James.
Yeah.
Or stop with the countless meetings with Lisa and Lisa saying, James, you've got to straighten up.
Yeah.
It's like, how many conversations like that do we need to see?
Yeah. And poor Raquel just looks like the, if I've ever heard the term deer in the headlights, that yes. is what she looks like.
Exactly. I'm like, she's a pretty deer, though.
I yeah, she's being, beautiful.
She's like Rudolph's girlfriend. What's her name? Clarice!
Yeah. She's just like, no emotion. Her eyes never change shape. Like, she yeah. never, like, squints at all. Like,
they're just big brown circles.
Big circles. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then next I have Sheena. Stop.
Yeah. With the whole crying at the bridal party, or yeah. the not bridal party, the shower or whatever.
At the rose, I mean, yeah. rose ceremony. At that thing.
Wrong show.
But it was. That's where she gave her bridesmaids the roses. And then Ariana goes, Sheena, how was your day?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not the proper place to do that.
Well, and I was well, and then Brittany was like, oh, I don't care. That first part was all that I was really cared about, y'all. This is girl time now. I was like, Brittany is very genuinely nice.
She is, but I think she's exaggerating the Kentucky a little bit. I don't know. I don't feel like she was that much at first.
I think it's when she's like, when she drinks or she's partying.
I guess. I don't know.
I just thought that was funny. I noticed, you know, Sheena was like, not at Britney's party. She's like, oh, isn't that not my party anymore? I just want to do that first part. You know?
And was that the place where it looked like she just had on a robe?
Britney? Who, Sheena?
No, Britney. Like, she had on just a white. It looked like she had on a bathrobe.
No, that was at the couple shower at the party.
Okay. Okay.
But that's where Sheena was crying. That's what I was really talking about. She was crying and fighting with the barback guy.
Yeah. And telling him, say you love me. Tell me you love me. Tell me you love me.
And he goes, no.
And what a douche, the guy that she was on the date with.
Yeah.
I mean, how scripted was that?
Yeah.
How about a carrot?
A scripted booty call. What a time to be alive.
A 25-year-old model in LA is going to call you up and say, hey, let's cook.
Yeah.
Like, that don't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so sure.
Yeah.
I guess they couldn't make it as juicy, I guess, if they'd have just gone out and been in a bar.
I would think it would be so much more interesting to see them go out.
Yeah.
For real. Like on Jersey Shore.
Yes.
And then Snooki gets punched in the face.
Yeah.
That was not scripted. She really did fight somebody.
I love that show. Man, too bad we weren't having a podcast then.
I know. She got punched in the face by a man, by the way. Just side note.
I know.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot. I had a man chew me out on the phone a while back in a real estate transaction. I've never been yelled at by a man before, much less punched in the face.
I have.
Well,
customers are rude.
But probably not like this man cussed me out.
Well, I didn't get cussed out.
Top of his lungs, yeah. And telling me he was going to F me up.
Yeah. Over anyway. What? A house in Bedford?
Arlington.
Yeah. So, like, it's like the $1 million listing on TV.
And it wasn't even my fault. It was his realtor's fault. So, like, anyway, why are you calling me? You need to call your own realtor. Anyway, yeah, so, and then one little thing that I wrote down that I guess could have passed by normal watchers was that Brittany talked about her best friend from college. She went to college. When and where did that happen?
Well,
I don't think any of them have a college degree.
I don't know.
Anyway. Maybe she went one semester like everybody does and then dropped out and went to work at Hooters. I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
well,
let's see. I have a couple of other notes if you're interested. Oh, the one last thing. Ariana says, I'm going to tell Lisa Vanderpump what I think.
Yeah. I'm
How
so
scripted
sure.
do you think that is?
Yeah, and the editing wasn't very good. They needed to work on that.
I know. And then Lisa says, lighten up, Ariana. It's like, if Lisa Vanderpump told me to lighten up, I would be so pissed. And Ariana is not the kind of person that just takes that crap.
Well, I don't think that it's Ariana's place to say anything to Lisa, personally.
Well, I think it's all fake.
Yeah.
They open this bar with Tom and Tom's name on it. They're never going to be the owners. They're never going to have anything more to do with it than they're showing up and being a furniture fixture.
Yeah.
So if you need to go to Puerto Rico or wherever they went to stay relevant and stay in the Vanderpump, because I got to make that show work too.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Ariana did. She knows the drill. I guess they just had to make it a little bit of drama.
Yeah.
So, yeah, lighten up. Anyway, that's all I have about that. I think the previews, I think next week, they're not going to show the wedding?
I guess on the next season.
Dang.
So like, they haven't had the wedding.
So the wedding's going to happen when they're not filming.
Well, they film and then they show it later. They don't film in live time.
True. We're going to have to follow on Instagram to see it happening in live time.
Yeah. Let's talk about New York.
Oh, girl. Those people are nuts.
Yeah. The circus?
Yes. What kind of crap is that?
Poor Tinsley. I feel so bad for her.
I do too, because she seems like, you see, that just goes to show the one that seems to have it all going on. She's the youngest. She's the prettiest. She's probably the most refined. You know, I mean, Ramona is just, anyway. And she's the one that has her shit least together. I do feel bad for her. And I don't know if it's her mama's fault or not.
Her mom doesn't like her.
No, her mom was fussing at her.
Hello?
I'm still there. You here?
Sorry, people are trying to call me. I'm trying to podcast.
Dang, who?
Don't worry about it. Her mom doesn't like her. I feel bad.
I think she likes her, but she has her own problems. Herself first. She puts herself first.
Well, she wants to look good for the Joneses.
Right.
And Tinsley's not married and she's 40 and she's
no children.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder who's paying her bills. Because they kind of insinuate that Scott was supporting her.
I think so.
Well, no wonder she doesn't want to break up with him. I mean, I wish she would just say that. I need the money.
Yeah. Don't you wish we could all just say what's really happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Sonya had to lease her 3-story brownstone because she couldn't afford it. I wish they would just say that. She lives in a 1-bedroom studio that has her interns all like cramped in the little corner.
And stapling up a sheet as the window. Yeah, but I love the circus and they're all like, oh, Tinsley has this part. And then she just says, welcome to the circus. And they're all like, what?
I know. They showed her on the trapeze. And stuff, and it's like, wow. And then she goes, welcome to the circus. And then the real MC comes up.
Like, and Ramona gets up and leaves. She said, I have a date. Ramona is the most real. I mean, there's no secrets. There's no...
No, and she didn't give a shit.
And no passive aggressive. It's just, you did your thing. I'm leaving.
Yeah. She's just rude as heck.
Yeah. I still like Sonya the best.
Yeah, Sonya. I like Sonya.
She has a sweetheart.
And I like Dorinda.
Yeah.
I like them all. I like Bethany, too. Bethany looks like hell. I don't know what's going on with her, but...
Her boyfriend killed himself.
She's got another boyfriend. Like, within 2 weeks.
Yeah, but...
In fact, I think she was dating that guy.
Yeah, she was.
So...
That's why
it's even harder, because he killed himself.
Yeah, I think that's why.
Trying to break up, yeah. But...
Yikes.
She keeps going to court with her ex. I
mean, yeah.
He's evil.
Yeah.
So...
Well,
how about shopping with Barbara?
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Oh, that was the best.
I saw Jill Zarin and Luann playing tennis.
Jill says I play tennis every day. She looks terrible. Like, her form, her swing, like...
Well, a lot of people work out every day, and we know what they look like, so...
Well, I mean, not her physical look, her form, the way she swings at the ball. It's like there's...
Well, she plays rich people tennis.
I mean, I played rich people tennis. I played people in the country clubs. They're killer.
You don't think you were playing anybody as rich as Jill Zarin, do you?
Possible. I played at the Dallas Country Club.
Oh, that's posh.
I could have played some rich people.
Anyways.
Bish bosh. Yes, Ramona took Barbara shopping because in the... Because
she's a lesbian or butch or whatever she keeps saying.
In the last episode, when they went to have all the pedicures and facials and stuff at whatever fabulous apartment they were in. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Barbara had said to the crowd that she didn't like Ramona. And then Ramona heard. And so Ramona wouldn't talk to her. And Barbara said, look, I'm sorry what I said. She said, you know, you're not going to talk to me. And she said something like, well, I don't like your dress. You need to get a different kind of dress. You always wear the same wrap dress. And so she goes, well, maybe we can go shopping. Maybe you can take me shopping. And I thought, that is so weird for Barbara to be. It's like she was patronizing her, you know. And Ramona's
like, she's trying to be on the show.
Yeah. Ramona's like, okay, fine, we'll go shopping. Well, so they went shopping this week, and they went to some private stylist, and they walk into this like apartment or this room, whatever. And this girl is probably like your age. And they're talking about, Barbara says, I like to be Zeppelined. And the girl's like, excuse me? And she goes, you know, Zeppelined. And Ramona's kind of got a weird look on her face. And she goes, I'm rock and roll. You know, Led Zeppelin. She goes, oh, that's before my time. It's like, well,
Ramona?
No, the girl. And it's like, well, don't you know who Led Zeppelin is?
I was going to say, Ramona?
No. But Ramona didn't understand what Barbara was saying. And so she goes, you know, I'm rock and roll. She said, I'm a little bit, you know, she said, yeah. I'm not flashy. I'm just a little bit rock and roll. I like rustic. I like, you know. Anyway, so the girl's like, oh, okay. So then Ramona's picking out these clothes. And she goes, look, this is a great blouse. It's not a midriff. It'll cover you up. So passive aggressive.
In that. Poor girl's defense, nobody says I'm Zeppelin.
No, it was really weird. I didn't know what she meant.
Well, like, I know who Led Zeppelin is, but nobody says I'm Zeppelin.
Yeah. So it was kind of weird, but yeah. Really wasn't that much going on besides the circus and then that shopping trip.
Yeah.
The week before, Ramona was with Mario shows up at wherever they
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Oh, what a coinky dink.
King of England.
He's disgusting.
Oh, he is. They belong together, though.
Yeah, they're exactly the same.
They're exactly the same. They're going to get back together. I'm just.
I say post show. Whenever the show ends, yeah. They'll get back together.
Yeah, because then she won't have to explain it or be on TV yeah, about
or,
it.
Or have to go to the other parties and be in the... She'll be relaxed.
Yeah. Well, Jill's already dating somebody else. She told...
I saw.
Yeah, she told Luann. She said, you know I can't be alone.
She said, Bobby sent you a nice Jewish boy.
Yeah, so Bobby sent you someone.
Yeah. I was like, that's
a good... Yeah, good way to put it.
Yeah. Bobby. Yeah, I did also like the quote that Luann said that she met a doctor and a doctor said that she's ugly when she drinks. I was like,
I get that.
That mugshot is ugly.
Yeah.
But they like, show.
Yeah, but, you know, like, that makes sense. There's a lot. People, their eyes get weird. Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
No, I'm always beautiful.
I get prettier.
Beer goggles.
If I say so myself.
Well, let's talk about Beverly Hills. Camille, why?
Yes.
She's not on the show.
Yes, she is. And she's talking shit about everybody.
She's not on the show. I don't understand.
I know. That lunch she had with Denise, it's like, why?
Also, Denise, why? Exactly. They should have just had Camille.
Well, but then we wouldn't have had Denise's boyfriend or / husband who is constantly sweating. Why is he always sweating?
He's either a serial killer or... just like a blob. I'm not sure.
Yeah, or a child molester. I don't like him around her daughters.
That's creepy.
Yes. That's my feeling exactly. I don't like him around the girls. Anyway. Speaking of that, how about Kyle? And actually it was Kyle and probably Denise doing all of the motherly chores, like showing them fixing lunch for the kids, fixing breakfast, and then even cutting Mauricio's toenails.
So relatable. It's like,
I draw the line. I mean, I have never in 35 years cut my husband's toenails, and it will not happen, I guess, unless he's in a wheelchair, crippled. I don't know, but.
Then his toenails are going to start to grow in towards their toe, because that's what happens when you get old, and then he's going to get an ingrown toenail.
Oh, dang. He already has that.
But yeah. And the whole Billy, who's the singer? Boy George.
Yeah, Boy George and Billy Idol.
And they're like in their dressing room, like having an argument with them in there.
Yeah, because PK said something nasty to Kyle.
Yeah, it's British humor.
With her stupid suede hat. He should have made fun of that.
I love Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna's the realest person on there. She was like, yeah. It's British humor. She was like, if I say that, I'm just an asshole.
I know. I hate PK. I have never liked PK. He's disgusting in every way.
Well,
and go to that dinner with Ken and Lisa, and he damn near divorced his wife over the freaking dog story.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish Dorit would have been more forceful, but she's like, really? Are you going to support me or not?
It's for clout, baby.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I just went ahead and just took it upon myself to do a little bit of research on Pekai.
Oh, good.
Paul, whatever his last name is. He is very old, first of all. That's what I was really looking for, is to figure out how old he was.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Is he older than me?
No.
No. I didn't think so. He looks it, if I do say so myself. I'd say they had a birthday party for him last year. He's 51.
Yep. He's 51. Yeah. And I took it upon myself to Google how old little Yonix, or what is their kids' names?
Yonix, I don't know.
Phoenix. Phoenix, yeah. And Jagger, sorry.
Yes.
2 and 3. Oh, PK, you're going to be dead.
If they're his. I don't know if they're his.
Well, he has other kids,
I'm sure. Well, so he's supposed to know Ken and Lisa from in Europe.
No, we didn't even hear about you before 2 years ago.
I love that argument.
I know.
You know all of my friends. Yeah. I never heard about you.
She said, well, maybe we aren't that good of friends.
Uh-huh. I don't get the... I think Ken must be a diabolical, like, British mafia or something, and PK scared to death. I don't know. There's no other...
No, I think it's just for the status.
But I think that they cause enough drama. They stay relevant in the show, status or not. PK and Dorit can just go away if they're not causing shit in the show.
Yeah, that's the point. They don't want to just go away, so they want to be on their good side.
Well, I think the more she ruffles the feathers, the more exciting it is.
Well, but Lisa's about to be off the show, is what.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, yeah, PK's disgusting. PK!
And then I love the way it's like they all turn on Teddy.
Yeah.
I mean, in a snap.
Yeah.
Talking to you, Teddy. Can you be quiet for 5 minutes?
Just let me finish, Teddy. And still no Erica Jane. Do you think she's about to get kicked off?
I don't know. She's going to go camping, though, right?
Yeah, I guess, in the RV.
Yeah, that ought to be a trip. I don't know. Yeah, she's not, and her husband, I don't know, there might be some stuff going on.
Like, she doesn't have any story, she has less story than Camille.
Yeah, at least Camille's getting married.
Well, and Camille's fighting.
Yeah, Camille's she's trying to throw everybody under the bus.
And what was up with the whole, she had to do a little shout out to her friend's gym? Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I vaguely remember.
Erica Jane and Lisa went to some gym and did a little workout. And she's like, we're going to go to my friend's gym.
Yes. And then they were on those machines where they were doing the pelvic stuff. And it was like,
They were just on rowers.
Yeah. And then making weird, you know, stupid juvenile jokes about, you know, being on their backs and blah, blah, blah. It's like so funny.
Yeah. But I thought that was weird. I was like, why would they put that on the show?
I agree with you. I don't know.
At least Boy George probably has like a tour he's trying to promote. And
well, I think Boy George is actually their friend.
But like,
he lives with them.
It makes sense for them to be on the, him to be on the show. But this random gym?
Yeah.
What does Bravo owe a random gym?
Exactly. And how about that couple of weeks ago when Kyle stopped by her good friend's house to get jewelry or whatever on her way to a party?
Maybe that's who's paying for the dinners and stuff. They have like sponsors.
Oh, good idea.
Do you want to sponsor our next episode? Pay us $10,000, and then we can
we'll
go
come and work out. Yeah,
it's a good idea.
You're a genius.
Call this a business, baby.
That's how you get the sponsors.
I used to have to sell those in high school. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, you sold a lot.
Okay, what's next?
One more thing. Did you see Lisa Rinna's workout video?
Yes.
That was hilarious.
Well, I
and
follow.
It wasn't supposed to be.
No, I follow her on Twitter, and so she kept posting all week like little clips of different parts of her workout videos.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, do you want to talk about the Billboard Music Awards?
Yes. I have my first little note, and it says, Taylor Swift, click. I changed the channel.
Oh. I get home from work. I get off of work at 7, so I get home from work like 7:30 or 7:45. Conveniently, I forgot to push record, so when I got started watching, I missed Taylor Swift.
How does she keep being like the headline opener on these award shows?
I don't know. I try and think of it as a business ploy. Like, what business reason would it be for all of these people to have her? I mean, is it because she's like clean? She doesn't cuss?
She's disgusting. She's been with every famous guy singer there is. She writes a song every time she breaks up.
But her image is clean. Like, she doesn't cuss. She doesn't post naked pictures.
Well, now she's fat, so she just missed her chance because she's gained, I bet, 30 pounds, and it's all in her legs. God. That performance, I went back and watched a little bit. Actually, I watched the part until the drums came out.
Because that was at the very beginning.
Yeah, I was intrigued. Like, what the heck is this? These pink pastel drummers. And then she comes out in her, like, ice skating costume.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Rainbow colors, her hair in a ponytail like she's 14. It's just insane. The song is terrible. Anyway,
and she's technically not fat, for the record, if anybody didn't see it. She just has gained some weight.
She is not thin. Well, it's a good thing she's like 5'11".
Because I mean, if I was on TV and I was wearing that outfit, everybody would say I was fat too. So I feel bad for her, for people saying she's probably fat. But
yeah, I think she's fat.
I don't think so. I have a soft spot in my heart for people on stage, even if it's Taylor. My real problem is not Taylor on stage. My problem is Taylor Swift in the audience. That's the actual problem. And it's that they have to pan to her, and she's like singing and dancing and
and it's wearing like, her fluffy grandma blouse. It's
like whenever it's like it seems like she needs more attention. Like she's like that little kid that's like, "Mom, look at me dance. Mom, look at me. Look." And yeah. It's like, "Okay, we're watching this person perform right now, okay, honey?"
Yeah, and then the cameras just stay on her. Like, how do they make that happen?
Well, I think the reason they play her is because if you see them show anybody else, they're just standing there. So,
I still want other people in the audience. I don't want to see Taylor Swift.
Well, they've yeah, you don't like Taylor Swift, so that's why. But I'm trying to look at it as a non-biased.
But I think there's just as many people that don't like her that do like her. You either do or you don't.
Well, maybe that's why they're showing her.
I guess. I don't know. But I didn't watch much of it.
Well, I watched the entire thing. So let me just tell you about it.
I didn't like the performances that I did see. So
well, I watched the whole thing. So let me just tell you about it. Well, first of all, let's go back to Taylor Swift. The whole comparing her to Beyonce and saying that there was a Beyonce scandal. If you watched either performance, they have absolutely nothing in common. So the whole fact that they are trying to make these two seem like she stole Beyonce's idea with the whole drumline thing, that is not Beyonce's idea, first of all. There's been other drum lines on other shows and other performances. So well, that's not Beyonce's idea. And Beyonce's performance was like a 10 and Taylor Swift's was like a 1. So it's not even a...
But they both have big tree trunk legs now, so...
No, they don't. Beyonce looks really good. So,
well, I read that not only the fact that they said, oh, Taylor Swift copied Beyonce, but that she's racist because a drumline is typically from a black marching band.
If you watch the recording, Beyonce's is definitely like the drumline movie, like
yeah.
And but to me, Taylor Swift's was nothing like that. Taylor Swift's was like little boy drum marching down the road, because yeah. Like Beyonce's was like they're getting down, like playing, like that's why Beyonce's performance was like a 10 and Taylor Swift's is like a 1.
Yeah.
So they don't compare at all. But with that being said,
yeah,
it's not really an argument because they are not the same.
No, I just like the controversy.
Yeah.
I didn't make it up. I read it.
Yeah. Well, Ariana Grande was the only person who actually sang, I think, in the whole show. And she has an amazing voice. And her dancers were awesome. And it was a great performance. It was like everybody was dressed in graffiti.
She usually does a good show.
Yeah. She actually can sing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know, like, half the other people, nobody was singing. Well,
I did go back and watch Lauren Daigle because I wanted to watch her.
Yeah, she can sing, too.
She's my homegirl from Lafayette, so,
do yeah. you know her?
No, but I might know her mama.
You might?
She's probably closer to my age.
Yeah. I think that's pretty awesome. I mean, she started out as a gospel singer.
Yeah.
And she's made it to
crossover.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. She can sing. She's got some chops.
Yeah. And my homeboy, Drake, won every award. I love Drake. Yeah.
Is he still making music?
I think he had an album this year.
Oh.
I think. I can't remember. The way they do the years is not the same as, like, the year.
Yeah.
So I forget when things come out.
Yeah.
But every person that said a speech said, you need to thank another artist, and we need to be grateful for every other artist, and everybody who's putting out work needs to be grateful for somebody putting out work. I was like, why is everybody saying the same weird thank other artist speech? Drake was like, you know, my friend texted me the other day, and he told me, you know, you're really killing it. And, you know, I wanted to not reply, but I went ahead and replied. And, you know, you got to let somebody know when they make your day. And I was like, what?
Way to go, Drake. You told somebody thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, this is very weird.
A guy.
But then the best part, Cardi B won two awards. She got on stage. She's ratchet and disgusting and whatever, but she is the only person that has a real speech that isn't like, thank an artist. Said good job. So she gets up there and she's like, thank y'all. Y'all didn't even know I grew up in the hood. Thank y'all so much. I never thought I would see this. And then she's like, oh, and by the way, I'm about to have a collaboration with Fashion Nova. So look for my clothes online. All right. Thank you.
Do her thing. Okay. I love that.
She straight up said, check out my clothes. She's about to make a clothing. Yeah, I'm like, what? Drake's like, thank an artist. And she's like, check out my Fashion Nova clothes.
She's still from the hood.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
a girl on the Billboard Awards, but she's still from the hood.
Yeah. She's funny.
Yeah.
And then, to finish it off, Paula Abdul
That. Yeah, was it good?
Straight up, now tell me, do you really want to love me forever?
That's the only song she ever did.
Yeah, she whipped out a double pirouette, which for all you dancers out there, you have to be able to do that to make the drill team, and she did it, so good job.
Look out, here yeah. comes.
But she had a bunch of boy dancers that were great. Even, she said, so it was so clearly lip syncing.
Yeah.
And then she even said, what's up, Vegas? And that was lip syncing.
Oh.
Like the recording.
Yeah.
But she did a better lip syncing dance job than Mariah Carey did.
Oh gosh. She can't sing anymore.
Yeah, what happened to her? Did she like do too many drugs or something?
I think she got too fat.
Man. Like,
she got fat on her vocal cords.
That doesn't happen. How come Adele can sing?
Well, Adele's always been fat.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Do some research.
That's not true.
She gained weight. She got out of shape, and she had strain. She strained. I mean, just over usage.
Hmm. Yeah, 'cause she used to be able to do all that.
Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah. But she has a lot of really good songs. She got the artist of the... Okay. She got the artist of the year award or whatever. So she had a lot of good songs.
Not artist of the year. It was like artist of the... Like when you're like in the Hall of Fame or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Artist of the Year was Drake.
Yeah. So, Adele's getting divorced.
Drake did thank his mom for driving him to practice and making him play the piano and making everything happen. I thought that was nice. Ah. And thank another artist.
Is he married?
No. Oh, speaking of that, the Joe Bros were there. Everybody's freaking out about the Joe Bros. And if you watched my Instagram story, that's Instagram plug, I don't know any of the Joe Bros from one another. They all look the same.
Well, yeah. Who would have thought three little ugly brunettes with a unibrow? I mean, you could just make them all that. And then they're coming back for another round.
They can play instruments. And the one that sings can sing. The other two are just there because they're brothers.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I was never interested in the Joe Bros.
But all of their wives were there because, you know, they're like the only people that ever had wives.
Even the famous one, what's her name?
Priyanka?
Yeah, she's old.
Yeah. What is she, like 40 or something?
Yeah, and he's 29.
Yeah. They sang their new song, I'm a sucker for you.
Good.
Yeah. I don't really like that song, but it was pretty cool. They had like fire and everything.
Yeah. I fast forwarded through a lot of it, but I didn't stop on much. Kelly Clarkson rubs me the wrong way. Just everything about the whole dang show. Just couldn't hang.
Man. Well, good thing I watched it for our podcast.
Good. I'm glad you did. So.
Well, do you have anything you're obsessed with this week or no?
Let's see. I have another update on the college admission scandal.
Oh, yeah?
They have now found that a family from China paid $6 million to get their daughter into Yale.
Wow.
They have not been charged with any crime yet because they are claiming that that's how you do business in China. And they had no idea they were breaking any laws.
Huh.
So far, that is the most money that's been reported as being scammed. Yeah. By this.
Well, I think we should all just say next time we break a law, I didn't know it was a law.
Well, right, because if you went to China and broke a law, they would clearly let you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, after they killed you in the gas chamber. But yeah, and let's see, what else do I have? Oh, one more note. And I might have mentioned this on this podcast before, but why in the world is Chrissy Teigen everywhere? I go to freaking Target and there's Chrissy. Anyway,
it's Chrissy.
Cookware, dishes. She's on Good Morning America because, of course, she's the only person who's ever had a baby. And then after she had a baby, she got pregnant again and had another baby. And so it's just so difficult. And, you know, and it's like, what? Why? What does she have? She aggravates the crap out of me.
Yeah, she's annoying. So,
yeah, Chrissy Teigen. John Legend's the talent. We all know it. Go on.
Yeah, she was a model, which I don't even.
Ugh. And now she's gained all her baby weight in her face. I mean, her face is like a big basketball.
Yeah. But her body's not that big.
No, but you can't get past the face.
I have something I'm obsessed with.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with a podcast, and it's called Call Her Daddy.
Is that the two girls?
Yeah. So these girls live in New York, and this is a rated R, borderline rated porn. I don't know what that rating is.
Oh, that'd be a good one to listen to.
Podcast. Yeah. So those little faint hearts here, don't listen to this podcast, but I love it.
What's it called?
Call Her Daddy.
Okay.
Like, you get it? Like the, like, yeah. They actually tell you how to give a blowjob. So I don't know if you should listen to it, but, the reason I like it, that's not the only thing they do. They talk about all kinds of stuff that, like, nobody talks about. So then if you're ever in that situation, you're like, am I the only person that's, like, in this situation? Like, I'll give you an example. Like, people will write in and be like, my boyfriend wants to do XYZ. Like, what the hell? And then they'll be like, oh, yeah. Like, and they'll get other people to answer questions. And so it's like, you know.
It's like Dr. Ruth.
Who's that?
Dr. Ruth was the first sex talk show.
Oh.
She was an old lady, and she's foreign, so she was Dr. Ruth, and she would take your phone call, and she would say, hello, this is Dr. Ruth, and then they would ask her stuff like, you know, my wife says this, this, and this, and I don't know what to do. She'd say, well, first you have to have a KY jelly. And, like, she would start, you know, like, it was just, yeah. And it was on cable TV.
Wow, that's
so good.
That's crazy that it was on TV, but.
Yes, it was on
TV. Yeah, that's what these girls do. And they'll talk about, like, their dating experience, or they're on Bumble, and, like, they live in New York City, so they go around in New York, and one of them was dating a Mets player, and so she would look through his phone every day, and they'll do, like, hacks on how to, like, figure out if somebody's cheating on Snapchat or Instagram, and people will write in and be like, I caught my boyfriend cheating because I looked at his phone, and he had turned off this and turned this on, so I couldn't see the messages that were coming at, like, crazy stuff that I had no idea you could do on your phone. And so they'll
they'll
always be like how to catch a cheater. And so that's Call Her Daddy. So if you can't handle rated R, don't listen to it. But it is pretty funny. I don't really care about when they like talk about like they literally tell you how to give a blowjob. I don't really care for that. I don't think it's that interesting. But I like their stories and the questions and that stuff. So
yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Good.
Yeah. So that's all I'm obsessed with.
Well, I'm kind of obsessed right now. Not obsessed. Just kind of thinking. I've been listening to The Doctor and Mrs. Guinea Pig, which is Dr. Dubrow.
Yeah, I'm done with them.
I could do without her because she's a little snobby to me. But I like when he talks doctor stuff. And they have been talking about different procedures that are not really plastic surgery, but they kind of are. Like, not
Tybella?
No, they were talking about Botox in your neck because the place people show signs, women especially, is in their neck. So there's a new kind of Botox that you can do in your neck and just stuff like that I'm really interested in. And this week they were talking to an eye doctor who was talking about sun damage to your eyes and your eyeballs. And most people blue. That just like your skin gets sunburned and sun damaged, so do your eyeballs. And you should always wear sunglasses, even when you go to the mailbox.
Wow.
I know. Anyway.
That's extreme.
Yeah. So I've been obsessed with their podcast because I like – he had on Dr. Drew a couple of weeks ago. Do you know who Dr. Drew is? He's the one on TV that, like, is the
The hot one,
and he like does the intervention with the stars. I don't remember what show it was, but anyway, they were talking about a lot of interesting things and weight loss, and I just like their podcast. I wish I don't really care for Heather on it, but I like Dr. Dubrow's knowledge, and he can explain things in a
layman's terms,
simpler way. Yeah. Anyway, so that's my podcast I've been watching. I've been listening to a lot.
Well, very nice.
So, I'm getting educated, I guess, just like
so
you
am
are.
I. I know how to catch a cheater on your phone.
Yeah, good.
And I know how to cheat on somebody. Somebody else was like, wrote in and was like, I'm cheating on my boyfriend. What's the best way? And she was like, okay, here we go. She's like, you have to turn off your location so he cannot find where your phone's at if you're not going to be at your house.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
That's all I have for our podcast.
Me too. Missed you last week.
I know.
Well. We need new shows, and I think we're going to be getting a couple.
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor and Bachelorette. And the ladies from San Antonio.
And Charleston. What's that show called? Southern Charm.
Southern Charm. Thank goodness.
Starts on the 15th.
Yeah, we need some new ones.
Yay! Oh, and the Caribbean.
I saw that.
With Hannah.
Yes. Need Hannah.
Did you hear the preview where somebody calls the captain Sandy and she goes, you refer to me as Captain Sandy. I'm your captain, not Sandy. We're not friends.
I did not see that. I saw the preview, but I think I was fast forwarding.
Well, I thought that was funny. He was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Did Conrad go back?
No, but the funny one's on.
Yes, the goofy one from Long Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I liked him. I think he got a bad rap.
I don't think he had anything to say last time. Maybe he'll have some drama this time.
He might have more of a story this time because he was funny.
Yeah.
He had a good personality. They just didn't give him much to work with.
Yeah. Okay. Well, follow us on Instagram. Lindsay R. Chahan is me.
And yours is very funny.
Thank you.
Mine is G Traha.
No, it's not.
It's Traha Home.
Mom, you have to learn your Instagram before you plug it.
I'm just an amateur.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. Bye. Bye.